From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, February 12th. More sound is coming out of an unexpected place, the local public library. Last fall, Butte County Public Library launched its podcast, Library-ish. Tracy Mitchell is a librarian and one of the podcast's co-hosts. She says that the podcast aims to educate people about public libraries in a modern way.
It seems like something that's uncharacteristic for a library to do. And there's a lot of talk about 21st century libraries, but this is really a 21st century activity.
Another goal of the podcast is to make the library more welcoming and accessible to people who suffer from a phenomenon called library anxiety. It's a fear of public libraries that can be influenced by confusion around asking for help and knowing where to start on projects. Mitchell says the podcast also provides a direct link from library staff to the community, showcasing who they are as people outside of the stereotypical image of a library. For more on this story, you can visit mynsbr.org. In other news, Butte County is soon bringing in more mental health employees to help some people get into treatment instead of jail. NSBR's Eric Adams reports.
The Department of Behavioral Health was approved to add 9 new counselors and clinicians back in January. During this week's meeting, Department Director Scott Connelly spoke to supervisors asking for approval to adjust the budget for the new positions.
We've historically had a skeleton crew of individuals that can do the assessments of those individuals, and then once people are assessed, they've been referred out for treatment in our outpatient centers.
Connelly says the department is now approved to hire the new employees. Supervisors approved more than $800,000 grant-funded dollars for the new salaries. It's all part of a state initiative helping people with mental illnesses enter treatment in lieu of incarceration.
Best practices show that you would be able to do the screening, treatment, and reporting to the court all by the same staff and the same treatment team, and that is our intent with this increase, to allow for better assessment, screening, and communication, and more timely access to services for this population.
Connelly says the new employees could address a recent increase in people needing mental health and substance treatment after incarceration. The new roles are term positions that will last until 2028. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
And Yuba County is looking for new ways to weather the weather. NSPR's Ken Duvall looks at how it's turning to science to improve flood control.
The county has seen its share of catastrophic floods. In 1986, ruptured levees led to the loss of thousands of homes and 2 deaths. The New Year's flood in 1997 caused almost $2 billion in damages. Climate change is making massive floods even more likely. Many studies show that atmospheric river storms are becoming more powerful and more frequent. That's why the Yuba Water Agency is partnering with several governmental agencies and research centers to study atmospheric rivers. The Department of Water Resources, National Weather Service, Army Corps of Engineers, and Scripps Institute are all lending their expertise. One example of how this research is being applied, the Yuba Water Agency is currently working on designing an atmospheric river control spillway to add to the Bullards Bar flood control dam to give operators better control of water levels in advance of major storms. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Also, the number of flu deaths in California has officially surpassed COVID deaths for the first time since the pandemic began. Data from the California Department of Public Health shows deaths attributed to the flu was between 1.5% and 2% of statewide deaths this winter. COVID-related deaths were around 1%. This comes amid particularly rough cold and flu season this year across the state. The department reports hospitalizations for influenza are rising and are predicted to continue increasing in the coming weeks. RSV and COVID-19 infections are expected to continue decreasing. The health agency's most recent weekly respiratory impact report notes these numbers are partially due to very low vaccination rates. And finally, a Tehama County High School's annual tradition has collected over $1,500 to fight cancer. The Red Bluff High School girls' varsity basketball team raised the money during its Pink Out match last Thursday against Foothill High School. Players from both teams wore pink to symbolize the fight against breast cancer. Funds raised during a pregame brunch were donated to St. Elizabeth's Hospital. According to Red Bluff Daily News, the Pink Out game started in 2011 to honor a Red Bluff teacher battling cancer. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, February 12th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can visit our website, mynsbr.org. For NSBR News, I'm Serena Grossi.